Today is the first day of the rest of your life, and this is a new beginning. It's a period of growth, awakening. Many people are finding that they have a yearning for more. Something is missing. Something is changing. Everything is changing. This is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakening, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to more enlightenment and a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me. Yeah. Hey, good afternoon. Welcome. Hello. How are you? Happy day after Father's Day. Yeah, woo! Fathers like me, we still celebrate, right? Anyway, guess what? Today is Monday. It's Monday, June 16th, 2014, and you are in the right place because you're on blogtalkradio.com/DPR Presents, and today's show is called Spiritual Awakenings, and I'm your host, Drew Pillow, and today we're going to talk about, like we always do, you know, we talk about your journey into, you know, more enlightenment, you know, we're all on a journey in life, and we all want to be as happy and fulfilled as we can be, and sometimes we just need a little assistance. And so in this show, we interview awesome people who have great information and wonderful talents and abilities that can be used to further us along on our journey, give us some clues, give us some direction. And what I like most about this show is that we do a lot of, you could call it recalibration of your information, because a lot of the things that we talk about on this show are things that people have a misconception about. They have some understanding that somebody else gave them when they were little, and they kind of rolled with it their whole lives, and they never really investigated for themselves. So in this show, we'd like to give you an opportunity to investigate, ask the questions, call in, make the comments, join the discussion. Today is going to be a particularly special show because we have a particularly special guest. Her name is Tracy Fance, and she is a clairvoyant medium. Let me make sure I said that right. Yeah, that's a pretty long name. Tracy Fance, clairvoyant medium. So what does that mean? We're going to let Tracy tell you all about that. As we prepare ourselves to have Tracy join us, I'm just going to tell you what I said on how I kind of build this today. You know, what if there was a way? You know, this is Father's Day, the day after, and let's see, Tracy, I can call you. Right? Yeah. So what if this is the day after Father's Day? But some people, their fathers are gone now. They are passed on. And what if there was a way that you could actually communicate with not only them, but any of your loved ones who have passed on? You know, what if that is really true? Some people think that it really is. And the people who facilitate this type of communication, these people are called mediums. Right? Oh, you don't believe that, right? Well, today we're going to have a, you know, Tracy Fance, she is a medium, among other things. But I may be saying this wrong. So let me go ahead and find Tracy and get her connected to us so that she can explain to us exactly what it is. And we're going to do the whole, you know, have callers call in. We're going to allow you to connect with Tracy for psychic readings as well. So some people think that that's not really true. But I can tell you, as the host of this show for a long time, I've seen countless people call in skeptical and go away convinced. And sometimes all it takes is to get their own experience. And that's what we're offering for you today. You being the listeners, thank you so much. People on Blog Talk Radio, people who are tuned in whatever way you're tuned in. And, of course, the people in the future. You can listen to our show's archive. You know, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and a variety of other apps. Keyword, DPR Presents. So, without any further ado, let's go ahead and get a commercial going, and I will bring Tracy Fance into our virtual studio from all the way across the big pond in England.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
wait.
New video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family.
To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Okay, really cool commercials, right? Yeah, I like them. And as I hope you enjoyed those commercials as well. Let's see if we can get Tracy Fans connected. And it looks like she may be in the virtual studio. Tracy, are you with us?
I am, finally.
Yay, she did it. Oh, my gosh, hold on. If I had an applause button, I would press it right now because I'm so happy. You know, things happen, and there it is. We got it. Applause, please.
I was going to say, you always used to have an applause button.
Yeah. And I have that on my phone, so as I do epic things throughout the day, I'm able to applaud myself, you know.
Must be a constant love fest at yours, then.
I know. Like, people are so envious. Yeah, things happen, and, you know, sometimes the glitches occur, and sometimes it's just not meant to be, and I was getting panicky because, no, that's not what – it never happens with us. We've done this before. This isn't our first time around the rodeo. This should be maybe our fourth or fifth show together, and it's always awesome because you're awesome.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed you.
Aw. I miss me too. So Tracy, I'll just skip the whole formalities, you know, the pleasantries of how was your weekend and how's the weather. Let's go right to the business. I mentioned earlier, I don't know if you were able to catch it, but I was talking about mediumship and what I think that it means. Today is the day after Father's Day. Some people's fathers have passed away. Wouldn't it be so cool if you could connect with the spirit of your loved ones that are gone by? And I believe that that is the function of mediums, to connect us to the spirit of our loved ones who have passed on. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it is. Because, you know, if your car plays up, you take it to a mechanic who knows what he's doing with car engines. And if you want to speak to a loved one, you generally go see a medium. But everyone can do it themselves. But normally, like, real life and our head chatter all gets in the way. And people just think, oh, you know, I'm just seeing what I want or hearing what I want to hear. So they don't believe or trust what they get from their loved ones. So they come to people like me.
Wow, that was an excellent breakdown. I mean, and especially the part about we can all do it, but these are the reasons why we are not really doing it, because head chatter, you know. I tried to do meditation recently, and it blew me away how much head chatter I have. And I'm so used to it that I think that everything is calm until I sit and try to focus on being calm. Then I realize there's a expressway of noise in my head all the time. And then we doubt the evidence. We disregard it and say, oh no, that didn't happen. Yeah, because the scary movies tell us that that's not really cool anyway. So I'm glad that you mentioned those things, because those are probably the things that give people the most difficulty, which is why training is good, right?
Yes, very much so.
People need to train and practice and have someone show you how to do it. Okay, so you believe it or you don't. I do, because I've had, like, the evidence, and that's what it's about today. So, Tracy, in addition to your on your Facebook page, which is Tracy Fans Clairvoyant Medium, it says that you are a clairvoyant medium. So what's clairvoyance, and how does that differ from being a medium?
Well, clairvoyance is just French. It's all based in the old French and Latin. And basically, every sense that we have in the real world, so smell, taste, vision, hearing, we have a sixth sense equivalent. So I see spirit, I hear spirit, I feel spirit, I can smell them. So if they come in and they're smoking a cigarette or have a distinctive perfume, I can sometimes smell it. I don't think I've ever had the clairgustance, which is where you can actually taste something. But I do know people, like, especially for you Americans, it's not something that we have over here so much. But if you had someone come through who used to chew tobacco, for instance, as the medium, you might be tasting that tobacco because that was a key part of that person. So for every sense that you have on the earth plane down here in the real life, you have the sixth sense to go with it, but you will find that different mediums will have a different mix of those senses. They may not even be aware sometimes that they're using them all.
Wow. You know, and a lot of this, I just can remember the first time I heard things like this, I was just so skeptical. I was so doubtful. It was like, get out of here. You know, it's like, oh, so there's a corresponding sense to our, like, physical senses in the spiritual arena, but now, because I have, you know, made the efforts to investigate for myself, get my own evidences, now when I hear you talk like that, I feel more like a student in a classroom, because when you're in a classroom, you kind of take everything they say. They tell you the earth weighs 809,000 billion tons, and you say, okay, and you write it down.
Yeah.
So, you know, but somehow, along the way, we've also been programmed to just kind of just totally tune this information out and say it's not true. But today we have open-minded people who are coming forward to try this out, and let's see. And I'm so excited. So listeners, if you are streaming live, what I would like for you to do is grab your mobile device, your landline, whatever you call, make phone calls on, and call into our switchboard. This is the number. Are you ready? Okay, here you go. It's 424-258-9300. 424-258-9300. Call in, press the number 1. That will let me know that you are ready to have the Tracy Fance experience. yeah, the Tracy Fance experience. And I do want to say this about you personally, Tracy. It's been my pleasure to have interviewed lots and lots of psychic people. Really gifted people, and you know, you are one of my favorites. I want to say my favorite, but I'm my own favorite person. So you're one of my favorites, because you're really good, and you have a really awesome personality and ability to communicate with people. So it really kind of makes, yeah, it's good. You can tell people.
Will get you everywhere.
yeah, cool. So, as the phone line is lighting up, I am going to ask you if you can let us know right now, ladies and gentlemen, get your pens and paper ready, if callers are, you know, interested in connecting with you beyond the show, because you can only do so much on the show. We're limited. And if people want to go further and get a personal connection with you, maybe set up something, what is the best route for people to connect with Tracy Fance?
Okay. Well, they can find me on Facebook, as you said earlier. They can put in Tracy Medium, and it will take them to my profile page, or they can put in Tracy Fance Clairvoyant Medium, and it will bring them to my more interactive page. You can also find me on my website, which is tracyfance.com. And if anyone wants it, they can have a free Astro Tarot report. The next one is due out by the weekend. So if they want to get signed up, they'll get one in their inbox over the weekend. And they can find me on your radio show. And they can find me on LinkedIn. I'm pretty much everywhere on the internet.
Everywhere. And yeah, I need to go in here and change that. I still have tracyfance.co.uk. But I think that will also that will also get them to your website, right?
Yeah, well, it points to it. You were the one that kept nagging me to get the .com, and you've got it wrong.
yeah, that's me. That would be Drew. Yeah, I get it wrong. I get it so wrong that it looks right sometimes. So, Tracy Fance on Facebook, Tracy Medium, and it's T-R-A-C-Y. It's just T-R-A-C-Y, Medium, or Tracy Fance Clairvoyant Medium, and tracyfance.com. Check out the website and connect with Tracy Fance. So, without any further ado, well, with a little bit more ado, I'm going to play just a small commercial, and then the phone lines If you are on hold right now, press the number one, get ready, and get your questions ready for Tracy. And as soon as I find this commercial, we are going to be cool. Here we go. Ta-da! Today's show is brought to you by the Committee for Healthy Human Beings. You know, they often say that you are what you eat, but we like to say that you are what you think. Spend your day thinking about love, positivity, see the good in everything around you, and guess what? You will not only become mentally healthier, but you'll become physically healthier. As a matter of fact, you'll be the light that walks in the darkened room and changes everything. Oh, you don't believe me? That's fine. Give it a try. It's free. Spread love. Let it start with you. This is DP Radio.
Tonight's show is brought to you by the Citizens for a Free Human Race. If you aren't living your life to the absolute fullest, tossing caution to the wind and loving you and life with every fiber of your being, then you may want to find a way to get more freedom in your life. This has been a public service announcement from Drew Pillow Radio.
That's right, that's right.
Woo!
Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. Get excited because it's now time for the Tracy Fans Experience. Tracy, like, you know, I'm kind of a spoiled brat, and I always ask to be read, but today, I'm still going to do that, but later. Now, I'm not going to ask to go first. Actually, I'm going to bring on a caller from Parts Unknown whose name is... Are you ready, Tracy?
Uh-huh.
Okay, here we go. Trish. Trish, you are live with Tracy Fans. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut, and thank you for taking my call.
Cool.
Hi there. How are you, Trish?
I'm doing great. I don't know if I should just let you go or should ask you a question. What do you prefer?
It's more about what you want. You're welcome to ask me a question, but if there's not anything specific that you want to ask, you're welcome to just let me give you a general reading, or we can look at an area if it's a bit too wide to put into a question.
You know what? I'll do a quick general.
Okay. Let's have a little look then. Right. Well, I feel as though with you there's been some emotional loss around you because it feels like something is weighing quite heavy on your heart. Would you understand that?
I would.
Okay. Now, I also get a male in spirit with you, and I feel as though this gentleman is connected to some of the pain that you're experiencing right now. Now, he feels like he's hanging back. He's not stepping forward the way that I would expect. So would you understand why this gentleman would be reticent, like he's not sure of the reception or he's done something that he maybe is embarrassed about, because it feels like he's hanging back because he's not sure if he's welcome?
No. The only one I can think of is my dad, and he's passed, you know, 30 years ago.
That's okay. Time is no object to spirit. It doesn't matter if it was yesterday or 30 years ago. Okay. Your dad passed quite young, though, if it's your dad.
Yes.
Mm. I don't feel as though, and this is only his opinion, so, you know, he's entitled to it, I don't feel that he was as good a father as he could have been, and it feels to me as though he regrets the fact that he didn't do a better job. Would you understand that?
Yeah, so he passed when I was relatively young, so I get that.
Mm. Now, what he shows me around you is that you're very sensitive and you take things to heart really quite easily, okay? And at the moment, I feel as though you're still dealing with the fallout from a very difficult decision that you had to make, but the whole premise of the decision-making was about pursuing your wishes and dreams and the things that were important to you. But I don't feel as though it was an easy decision to make because it still seems to be troubling you. Are you aware of what that is?
I am.
Okay. What I'm being told here is that you need to let go of any of the guilt, any of the difficulty that you still have around that decision, because you were right to focus on you. And it hasn't been an easy path, which also makes you wonder whether you made the wrong decisions back there. But I'm told it's going to get easier, and what's making it hard is the fact that you're beating yourself up and you're kind of laying blame at your feet for things that you didn't really have an awful lot of say in. Does that make sense?
It does.
So this is about you getting rid of that negative thinking that is a limiting belief to you, because it's holding you back and limiting what you can achieve. So it's time for you to move on and start being more focused on what it is you want, not what has already gone on before, okay? And because you're a sensitive person and because you care, you're kind of looking back doing the should've, would've, could've, okay? When in actual fact, I feel as though there's this new period in your life that is meant to come to you that has all sorts of wonderful potential, and I see this new, better era in your life, okay? And I feel as though over this next couple of months, once you just draw a line under what's gone on and face forwards, life will be a lot easier for you. Does that make sense?
It does.
So I do feel as though you're making life harder for yourself than you need to, but that's just because you're a nice person. If you was a complete cow, you'd go sod everyone and you wouldn't care two drops about their feelings. But that's not who you are, okay? But we are the most important person in our life. And one of my favorite little stories, which I nicked off of the psychic teachers on Blog Talk, is if you were flying an aeroplane and those little air masks came down, would you put yours on first or would you go and put the passengers on first?
That's an interesting question that actually happened to me.
Aha. Uh-huh. I can guess which one you did then because you're still here. See, a lot of people answer that they would go and put the passengers on first so the passengers don't die. But you're the pilot, so if you don't put your mask on and get some oxygen, you're going to be dead before you help that first one. So sometimes you have to look after number one for the greater good of those around you.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, and that was very helpful. I appreciate it.
That's okay. That's my pleasure. So it's about finding the balance. Sometimes you're more important, and sometimes other people around you are more important, and it's about discerning when you're the priority and when they are, and especially if you're a mum, because let's face it, your kids generally come first if you're a mum.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That's okay, my pleasure. Good luck with everything.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah. So, Trish, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, how was that? Was that really good?
That was great. That was great and exactly what I needed to hear.
Awesome. Okay, Trish, we appreciate you calling in all the way from Connecticut. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's clap our hands for Trish. Yeah. Whoa.
You have the most amazing audience. Lovely.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome. And, you know, what's really cool is that I don't know at what point you stopped talking to Trish and you were really talking to me, but it's cool that she thought you were talking to her because, like, that made so much sense. I don't know. Like, if you can connect with anything that you hear and it serves some positive purpose for you, then feel free to, like, grab hold of that and be inspired. Yeah.
Oh, completely.
I guess that's...
It's spirit's way of getting around more people. You know, if we had 10 messages all the same, it's kind of boring. But it means if that message resonates for you, then grab it with both hands, because it may be that your dad or your mom or someone is trying to get a message to you as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And you know, so this is the generic, or not generic, but it's kind of the safe version, kind of generalized, you know. And when you have a personal reading, then the information is a lot more personal to you. So I say that because I've been privileged to have really personal readings, and I was completely blown away. But that's me. Today is your turn, listeners. So the phone line is lit up. If you are listening right now, feel free to plug us on Facebook. Let your friends know. Don't be so greedy, God, you know, and let them know to tune into our show and participate in the Tracy Fance Experience. Caller number two is all queued up and ready, and her name is Sharon, and she is calling from, where are you calling from, Sharon?
Oh, I know. Ohio. Hi.
Ohio? Small world. That's my neighbor. Not really,
you're
but
funny.
Yeah. So, Sharon, you're on with Tracy Vance.
Hope you had a nice Father's Day, and hi.
Oh, hi there, Sharon. Did you have a nice one?
I did, yeah.
So, what would you like to look at today, or what's your question?
Well, I'm hoping to get some messages. I'm trying to reach a goal. I've been doing it, and I've been kind of stuck, and I want to see if I'm going to be surpassing it, and do I have new beginnings coming?
Okay, let's have a little look. Now, I'm not sure who this lady is, but there's a lady showing herself to me. She's in spirit. Now, she, to me, is coming across like the stereotypical Afro-Caribbean lady that rules the roost, wags the finger, really lays down the law. It's like, mm-hmm, and I really wants to, like, read the riot act, as we would call it over here. So I don't know if you... Sorry?
I would have to say it would be either grandmother, and I would have to say that's my dad's side grandmother.
Right.
Because both my parents are living, so it's going to be my grandmother's. I love them both, so it's got to be one of them. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's my dad's.
This lady just feels to me as though she was a real straight shooter. If you didn't want her opinion, you didn't ask for it. Because
okay.
Otherwise you would... you'd just get the answer, you know. But I feel as though she did it with love. I feel as though this lady was passionate and loyal about her family.
Yep.
And I just feel as though she would always want what was best for them.
Okay.
And she shows me that you seem to be on this voyage of discovery at the moment where you're really trying to find yourself and develop yourself and expand yourself. So it's like you're trying to grow yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes. For the past 5 months, actually, I'm looking for employment.
Right. Okay. Well, she's showing me you really getting out of your comfort zone, out of your safety zone. This is about you really pushing the boundaries. And she tells me that you've always been really quite hard on yourself. You seem to expect massive things from yourself that other people just don't expect for you.
Okay.
So she says you need to be a little less critical with yourself and a little bit more accepting of yourself, okay?
Okay.
Now, this search has taken a lot longer than you would have liked, and she tells me that you're not quite at a desperation point, but you're starting to get frustrated and worried. Would you understand that?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm not desperate yet. You are right. But I'm going to be soon.
Well, she's just telling you, you need to hang on there, just be patient a little bit longer, because you've had some inspiration recently, and I'm seeing that paying off. So did you go for a job that felt like really left field, but you were really fired up about it?
Yeah, I did. I haven't heard back, so I don't think I got the job.
Well, there's a job that fits that description coming to you. So if it's not this one that you applied for and thought, you know what, I'd love it, but it probably won't happen, then you're
yeah.
going to apply for another one really quite soon, and you're going to love it, and it's going to come to you, and I'm seeing celebrations, and I feel like they're going to be in the next 2 or 3 months.
Okay, 2 or 3 months. I guess I can wait that long. I know.
Well, you
oh,
know,
boy.
By the time you've sent the application in, got the interview, done your references and started, it'll be gone in no time.
And the drug test and all that, you're right, I know.
So, but I feel like I want you in a role where you're really opening your heart. So are you looking at a role where you're helping other people in some shape or form?
There you go. I know, and I'm not always watching my back that someone's stabbing me, I know. There's bitterness. I don't want that. I don't want any cattiness in this next job. I don't want it.
Yeah. Don't work with women. That's the key.
Yep. There you go, sweetie. That is the most important thing to me going into this next job, that everybody gets along. And I know that's impossible, but at least be professional, do work, and just, you know what I'm saying? Respect people. How's that?
Definitely, absolutely. Go and work in a place full of men. It'll be a lot less stressful. It's all that PMT, you know. But what she shows me here is that the reason you've had to go through this is for you to change your priorities.
Please tell me. Okay.
All right. So you had to change what was important to you and what wasn't, what you valued, what you didn't. And now that you've started to turn your views upside down and you're coming at them from a different point of view, now it's going to shift. And the longer it takes you to change what's important and what isn't, the longer it will take you to get that job.
Okay.
All right.
That does make sense.
This is about you shaking your world upside down in a positive way and really using that new version of you to move forward. Everything comes to us for a reason, and this came to you to make you question everything.
Oh, boy. Okay, that's a good message to give me. And tell Grandma we'll be with Dad when he has a surgery next week. I know it's her.
You just talk to her yourself. She will be there.
Yep.
Don't you worry. She is around you all the time.
And I know she is.
Who's got the I don't know if this is a gramophone or just a record deck, but it looks really quite old. It looks like the sort of thing my stepfather used to have when I was a kid. But it's one of those ones with like the L-shaped arm over the top.
Grandma.
And like a,
yep.
That was Grandma.
Grandma, I remember it.
Has anyone still got it? Because she's talking about records playing.
It's in storage, yeah. I think, actually, my mother does still have that. It's very old.
Yeah.
The records were 2-inch thick back then, yeah.
Well,
remember those? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, completely, yeah. Kids these days haven't been born, have they? CDs, they're no good at all.
yeah.
So she just shows me. Sorry.
I was going to ask Sharon I was going to ask the obvious question, how was this reading? How did this resonate with you?
It was very nice. She's not evasive. She's very specific. Do you know what I'm saying? She doesn't, very good.
See?
Very clear.
This is an exercise in the obvious. Yeah, that it was on point. It was perfect. You said it, and I already said it. Tracy is just like not only super talented in what she do. I want to thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much for your time.
Get your next reader. Thank you. Okay.
That's right. There you go.
Thank you, Tracy. Much.
That's
thanks, okay.
Good luck, hon.
But not only is Tracy really good, Tracy, you're not only really good, but you communicate so well. And I think that's the perfect combination. Like, it would do no good if you were, like, really talented, but you couldn't talk. Or if you could talk really good, but you were really not that talented. So you have the perfect mix. You are the bomb. You're like,
I think there are some people that wished I couldn't talk, because I can talk for England, as they say.
Well, we have caller number 3 all queued up, and they are calling from... somewhere on planet Earth, and the place is very noisy. Oh, no, it's not noisy anymore. And their name is Jules. Jules, you're connected.
Hello, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, darling. My question is with regards to my life has been pretty much a roller coaster in every area for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to see now, coming up, if there's anything of good for once, because like I said, every area right now is sort of in limbo.
Right. Okay, let's have a little look. Okay. Now, what I'm being told here is that you, when you was up on your fluffy little cloud trying to decide which life to have, you decided you were going to pick a toughie. Okay. So it's your own fault, and I've got no sympathy. No, I'm joking. What I'm being told here is that you have always been hypercritical of yourself. You've never accepted who you are and your abilities and your strengths and your weaknesses.
Right.
And one of the things that you've been going through in this last few years is for you to deal with a particular karmic issue. So have a look at the themes that you've seen in the last 10 years. Look at the patterns. I don't expect you to open up on, you know, live radio, but it feels like you've been going through a particular theme or a particular series of patterns that all replicate each other. So have you had a series of similar type events or a series of similar type learning curves?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what you need to do to break the cycle is to look at those series of events or similar events and work out what you're supposed to be achieving from it. You know, so if you've been taught independence by 10 different boyfriends and you're still not getting it, they will keep just sending you similar men, okay?
Right, right.
Now, what I feel for you is that life is about to become a lot more balanced. So you're coming to the end of that karmic era. So whatever this is, I feel as though something's going to shift if it hasn't already, and you'll come out the other side of it. So have you felt something shift into place or something feel like it's stopped?
Slowly but surely.
Mm. So, you know, you are coming out the other side, and I feel as though patience is definitely one of the things that they've been trying to make you learn.
Oh, I can agree with that one for sure.
Sorry.
Right.
Now, would you also understand why they show me a big change in your priorities around relationships? Because I'm seeing this major reevaluation.
Yes.
And I feel as though that's going to shift as well. You sound like you're on the underground.
I'm on the train, actually. On the train, on the tube.
Yeah, I keep putting her on mute so that you can hear better. But yeah, how's this clicking with you, Jules? Does it make a sense?
It makes lots and lots of sense. Scarily, wow. Too much sense.
Yeah. Now, what I'm seeing here for you, Julie, is that there's celebrations to come around this reevaluation, and I'm seeing you really steaming forward and feeling really fired up. Would you understand why I'm seeing a knight in shining armor around you?
No.
Because I'm seeing a knight in shining armor, so are you...
Bring him
on!
Are
you single at the minute?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Would you understand your partner needing to come and rescue you, come and fight your corner for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm seeing this knight in shining armor around you, and to me, they always come and rescue the damsel in distress.
Right. Okay.
All right. I feel like your partner's got to step up to the plate a bit more. But that's also what you need, okay?
Yeah.
I feel as though you've always been the driver in your relationship. Now, that doesn't matter whether you're the one that does everything or you're the one that makes people do everything. Either way, you're the engine that drives it forward, okay?
Yes, I agree.
And what I'm seeing here is that you are actually the one that has the skills and the ability here to make your life what you want it to be and to be more in love with it, because it really hasn't been a good place to reside.
Oh, hell no. It's been a nightmare.
Yeah. So this is about you now making your decisions and your changes that are right for you and will make you more in love with your life. And that's when you're going to see that you can move forward and that you're actually going to be able to relax and enjoy yourself.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, darling.
That's okay. I hope that helped.
It did. It definitely did. I appreciate it.
Brilliant.
Very difficult.
So thank you, Jules. I just wanted to make a comment, an observation. It seemed like somewhere in that you called her Julie or something like that. And I don't know. Like, she said her name was Jules. I wonder if that's really her name. I don't know. We'll never know. Anyway, that was really weird. That was a really good one. And all of this, why does all this stuff kind of, like, pertain to me? Am I just self-centered or, I don't know, maybe I'm just connected. Maybe I'm connected to everybody in some weird way.
We're all connected. You know, 6 degrees of separation, but... What's happening is that the universe is sending people to have readings that resonate for you, because you need to take that information on board as well. And people listening, you will find that even if it's just one caller that resonates with them, they needed to hear it. And it may even be that they're going to listen on playback in 3 weeks' time. But there's something within the show that they need, even if it's only one sentence or one word, that makes them sit up and go, oh my God, that's exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah. It's so cool to be in tune, and it's so cool to be aware so that you can get the thing that you need. because we can be oblivious and it can go right past us. It's always been there. It's just our awareness has to raise and we have to pay attention to things. I'm paying attention, so everything is freaking me out these days. And speaking of freaking me out, I was wondering, could I ask you for a small favor? Could you maybe say something about me? Not a long one like you've been giving everybody else, because they're getting like really long, juicy ones. I didn't expect them to get so much.
Oh,
and
sorry,
just imagine. No, you're fine. But listeners, just imagine, this is what you get just as a freebie on the show. So imagine if you connect with Tracy through her website, which is TracyFans.com, or catch her on Facebook, Tracy Medium. It can, you know, it's mind-blowing, the help that you get. So for me, like, maybe something, like a couple sentences, anything good you see. If you see something bad, don't tell me. you can tell me the bad stuff, too. I need that to grow.
So what I'm being shown here is that you seem to have just come out of a very difficult period because I'm seeing endings and new beginnings around you. But to get to that point, I feel like you've been through a huge transformation in recent times.
Well, hell yeah.
So this, you say it like everyone should just know that. So it does feel like it's been a really steep learning curve. But I'm also seeing study or learning around you. So have you been doing some self-development or learning something new that's going to bring money to you?
Yeah, I have. Absolutely.
Good. Because that's going to be bigger and better than you expect it to be. And I feel as though it's also going to help you exorcise some of the knocks and bruises that you've had. Because between you, me, and the gatepost, you're actually kind of a sensitive little soul and you really take things to heart. But you kind of show the world your rhino hide, and that's not really the real you.
Wow. Yeah, I'm the lion, the crying lion. Yeah, I'm roaring, but I'm crying. Yeah.
What I'm being shown, though, is that you've got a lot going on around you. Your plans and your goals are like quite full on. You've kind of set yourself Everest to climb here. So don't add too much more to your plate. In fact, don't add anything else just now, because I feel like you really need to master everything that's going on around you and still have the energy to let go of the knocks and bruises that you've had. And then I'm seeing this new beginning around you and finances that is going to be far better than you ever thought it would be. But you've got to deal with everything else before that can come. That being said, I do see you getting something that you've really got your heart set on having, and I don't know whether you're dating at the moment, but I feel like there's going to be an engagement or a marriage around you before too long.
Oh my God, I've been hanging out with some guys. I don't know what that means.
Oh my
no,
God,
just
you're some guys.
Hey, if my heart swung that way, I would jump for it. But it doesn't, so I'm sorry, guys. I like girls still. Yeah, all that is really good news, and it makes perfect sense. And it's, you know, a lot of the things that I get from you are things that on one level I connect with. But as the day goes on, and as I allow it to sink in, then it has even more meaning. So it's kind of like a time release reading. It just continues to help me. So I'm going to let that marinate, and I'm going to play out a little quick commercial, and I want to remind listeners that we are live. This is DPR Presents Spiritual Awakening. It's the Tracy Fans experience today. Tracy Fans is blowing them away. I'm getting responses in my chat box and everything, and people are, like, in my inbox telling me, like, oh, my God, yeah. And some of you guys that call in, I kind of secretly know you. So when she says certain things, I just fall out of my chair and I get back up because it's like, get out of here. That's accurate. But we still have time, and we still have callers lined up. Callers, keep pushing the number one. Just push it like you mean it. And I want you to think in your mind, I am next. And one of you is going to be actually the one. So let's get this commercial in here, and we'll be right back in just a hot second. I love this commercial.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something, and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys, check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Very short, very short. I want to say hello to Sherry Luca in the chat room, and she said, take me next. Oh, yeah? You think it just works like that? Like you just chat and type and say, take me next? Well, you're right this time because you're next. Sherry, you're on with Tracy Fance, the Tracy Fance Experience. Say hello.
Hey, you guys. What's going on?
Hi, hey. Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for getting me in. I really super appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Where are you calling?
Send in the check later.
Yeah. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Texas.
Texas. Don't mess with Texas.
Texas.
So go ahead. Ask away.
Tracy, I had a quick question. I am not in any crises or anything like that, but I just, during this month, I've been really feeling like I don't, you know, I have a plan, and I, you know, sometimes I'm on my track, and then I lose sight of what was going on, and I just, maybe it's Mercury retrograde or whatever, but I just feel like my feelers are off this month, and so I'm just like, what do I need to know? What am I missing? What's the plan?
Okay. Well, you feel to me a bit like a pressure cooker building and getting ready to explode. And this feels like there's a matter going on around you where you're not talking about something that you need to. So would you understand a matter where you're biting your tongue or you're not saying what you need to?
I don't go off a lot on things because I've just learned to just let the cookie crumble, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not up to me, especially on, like, matters of family and things that I see that I know are off. I'm just no longer have the energy to expend on trying to make it right.
But it still seems to be affecting you emotionally, whether you're making a conscious effort to not get involved or not. It just feels like the pressure's still there because it doesn't sit well with you. Okay. So this is about you finding a way to let it out. You don't have to go and talk to the people that are around you. You can speak to your loved ones in spirit. You can talk to your angels. You can do it in your head so no one thinks you're absolutely bonkers. But you still need to voice your opinion. You still need to get things off your chest. And obviously, there's no point engaging with the people around you because it's not going to change anything.
No, it won't.
And I feel as though by just piercing that bubble and letting the pressure out, you're going to feel a lot lighter and a lot more relaxed. So it feels like you've internalized the pressure because you're trying to not let it get to you. Now, I also feel with you that you're in two minds over where it is you actually want life to go at the moment. Would you understand that?
Yes. I don't know where to move.
Yeah.
I know I want to go, but I don't know where to go, and I'm not in the mood for an error.
No. And this, to me, feels like the reason that nothing's shifting, nothing's happening, is that this is about you really looking at all your options and really evaluating what do you truly, truly want in your heart, and then the answer will float to the surface. Now, if I said to you I didn't feel that you were feeling emotionally fulfilled at the moment, you didn't really feel like life was hitting the spots for you right now, would you be able to agree with that?
Yes, and that's why I don't know where to go, because if I go somewhere, I'm afraid that I'll still feel that, and so what's the point in leaving?
Yeah. It's like running away from the situation, isn't it?
Yeah, and everywhere you go, there you are.
Now, this feels to me as though the fundamental issue actually lies inside you rather than around your environment. And I just feel as though something has shifted in you. I don't know whether you've lost someone important to you in the last couple of years, but this feels like your take on life and where you thought you were going has changed, and it's like booking a holiday and going, yeah, I'm going to Italy, fantastic. And then a week before you go, do you know what, I don't think I want to go. And
well, it's still related back to that issue with my family and us not speaking because it's kind of moot right now to damage to go back because it'll just cause more split. And that has nothing to do with my unsatisfaction and, well, part of it does. But the bottom line is I want to get out of here. I never wanted to come here. But why leave if I don't have anyone? I don't want to do another move alone or at least, you know, prospect. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 41 and I'm like, you know, I'm not saying that I have, the universe has to produce a husband or whatever. I'm not one of those women. That's not the point, but I can go anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? But you have to feel at home inside yourself. You know, like back in the 60s, you had the hippies and whatever they had in their bag and wherever they put that, that was their home. And that's the problem at the moment. You're not feeling at home in your own skin. You're not feeling at home at your place in the world. And even if you moved somewhere else, you still wouldn't feel any different because this is an internal thing. So this is about you changing your approach to your life. This is changing your view to your life and being a different person within yourself and within your surroundings. And to a large extent, you've kind of got to say, sod the family and be a little bit more like you are with relationships. You know, I don't want to just be with anyone. I want to be with the right person. And if I can't have the right person, frankly, I'll stay single.
Right. And it's so funny you said that because I just told somebody that last night. And I'm just like, I don't need, because I've seen some pretty terrible bursts up this month. And I think this is kind of the month for sham relationships to end.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, you know, it's probably better to stay alone.
Completely.
Than to be in that kind of a mess. But I'm just like, why am I, what do I need to do to be at ease with another move and just know, you know.
You have to cut the ties emotionally to the rubbish that's going on within your family. You have to make yourself the person that you're in love with and your life a life that you're in love with. And as soon as you have made it as good as it can be, you can bet your bottom dollar Mr. Right's going to come along and bugger it all up. But more importantly, that dependency, that need, that emotional connection with you and your family, if you really feel like, do you know what, I don't care. When you're ready and can get over yourselves and come back and be nice to me, you're allowed in my life. But in the meantime, do you know what? I don't need you. And that is such a powerful tool, cutting yourself free from those bonds. Because, yes, you agreed to your family. You chose them before you incarnated and they chose you because of what you would teach each other. But that doesn't mean to say you have to actually want to spend time with them.
Right, but that has meant that I've been alone, coming from a very large family, and it's been difficult.
And that may be your whole lesson in life, is to learn to be okay in your own space. And as I said a minute ago, you will have your life tickety-boo and George Clooney will ring up and go, hey, do you fancy going for dinner? And you'll be like, no, bugger off, because I'm actually really happy and I don't want you in my life. Okay?
So it's okay to, because I hear what you're saying, you're dead on about making the changes, and I'm actually in the process of creating life the way I think it should be, and it very much goes in the face of the way I was raised.
And that's
what
you have to do.
But it makes me happy. But it makes me happy, and I feel complete doing it.
And that is the main thing. This is about you creating a life that makes you happy. And if they want to step into your life and complete the picture, happy days. If they don't or won't, well, then just stay over there because I don't want you in my life. You have to sometimes step away from those that create the chaos and the emotional drama and the grief that we just don't need.
I know, and I actually made the cut a couple years ago. Like I said, it's just been a long time, and I'm just like going, wow, no family, no relationship. That's pretty cool.
Well, think of it like a divorce. You've got rid of the dead weight, you've got rid of the baggage, you've got the decreed eyesight and the absolute, and now you are free to be whoever you want to be and do whatever you want to do, because you don't need to worry about their opinion. And even if you hear on the grapevine that they're bitching about what they've heard you're up to hell with them.
Right.
Because it's not important.
Right. You're right.
Now
you're telling the truth.
Now you not only sound like a very talented psychic, but you sound like a motivational speaker as well.
Yeah.
We have you have permission to live your life to the fullest, and that's cool. That's really good news. Sherry, thumbs up, thumbs down. Nope, better yet. 10 thumbs up or 11? Yeah,
12.
Well, there you go. Perfect
Thank
answer.
You,
we appreciate Sherry.
So
we appreciate Sherry. We only have 4 minutes left. Man, 1 hour is not enough, Tracy.
It isn't, is it?
No, it's not. And we had another caller. She was, like, in the chat room. I mean, she was inboxing me to death, but she's not there anymore. So in the final 4 minutes, I mean, we have more callers, and I want to see if we can squeeze one in real fast, but I want to remind people – this is the Tracy Fans experience, T-R-A-C-Y, Tracy Fans, like France, but there's no R, F-A-N-C-E. You can find her on Facebook, Tracy Medium, Tracy Fans Clairvoyant Medium, and you can definitely visit her website, TracyFans.com. Visit her, check her out. These readings are, like, so beneficial and helpful. And imagine if you had a personal one-to-one. I've had them. You can do this, like, she's over in England. You can do this on Skype, email. There's a variety of ways to connect and get the benefit. And, you know, it just feels good to get some confirmation sometimes. Sometimes you hear things that you knew already, and sometimes you hear things that you didn't have a clue about. But it's good direction, and it's definitely it's good to have a clue, because sometimes you think you have a clue and you really don't. At least for me, anyway. I get lost. I don't know. I need a GPS for life. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be nice? Like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me check the book, see if I'm on the right page. So, Tracy, can we squeeze a two-minute? Can we do one for just, like, 2 minutes?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. I hate to put the pressure on you like that. So we got Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Mo. Let's go with this caller. They've been holding the longest. 510, area code 510. What's your name? What's your name?
Hello. Hi. My name is Jolie.
Jolie. Jolie?
Hi, yes. And hi, Tracy. Oh, I'm so glad I got in. Tracy, I feel like I'm totally stuck in the mud with my life. Can you just pick up anything and see where the heck I'm going?
Okay. Hi there. Right. I feel as though you've lost sight of your intuition. You're trying to be logical. You're trying to think too much about the path that you're supposed to be on. And I feel as though your intuition knows where it wants you to go, but you just can't get your attention. So go back to the beginning of this jumble and think about where you were at and feel with your gut where it wants you to go, okay? I feel as though your creativity has dried up. So are you a bit thin on the ground with the ideas right now?
Okay.
Would you understand that, being a bit short on ideas and inspiration at the minute?
Yes, I do.
Because it feels as though you're putting so much pressure on yourself that you're almost creating a block, and that's not helping you either, okay? I feel like I need longer with you to really delve into this one. But I do see a new direction coming for you, but I'm being told to get to it, you really have to focus on your wishes and your dreams. This is about you focusing on what you really want deep down, but it feels like you've buried it under things that you feel obligated to do, or things that your loyalty is telling you to do, but not things that you actually want in your heart. Would you understand that?
Yes, because I have a lot of family responsibility, and that has been taking a priority.
Mm. This is about rebalancing. I'm not saying you've got to go home and tell everyone that they're on their own and you're not going to be there for them, but this is also about you. You have to replenish the fountain with water, otherwise you're going to run dry. okay? So this is about you making some space for Jolie's dreams, Jolie's wishes, even if it's only like a couple of hours a week or a half day a week, or just build it up. It's about having that balance, and then your responsibilities won't weigh on you so heavily, because you'll be doing some stuff that you love doing as well. And I'm not trying to say you don't love your family, but sometimes doing things for people we love can eventually become a chore, because it's all work and no play.
Yes, I understand. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you so much.
Okay. I feel like there's a hobby or something around you that you want to develop. So are you trying to grow your own business or take a hobby a bit further?
I have a little small business, but it's very, very small. I'm looking for a new job. That's what I'm looking for, a new position.
Well, I feel like you need to work on some ideas to grow that little business of yours, because I feel like it's got so much more potential to it than you're seeing at the moment. But that's because you're under so much pressure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yes, very, very much. So thank you, Tracy.
That's
really
okay,
appreciate it.
Jolie, pretty good, huh?
Yeah, wonderful.
Cool, man. Hey, you know what? I want to thank you, Jolie, for calling in, and I want to thank everybody that tuned in and listened, and I absolutely want to thank Tracy Fans for just having, I don't know, man, just for being who you are. You just have, like, an awesome heart, and you really just care, and you are so giving. You know, you could have done the bare minimum, but you give so fully. I mean, you just want to tell everybody everything and help everybody, and it's so beautiful. And callers who didn't get connected today, I want to let you know that Tracy Fans is available, and you can visit her on the web on Facebook, Tracy Fans. I mean, you can just Google it, Tracy Fans. Like, she's on Facebook, tracyfans.com, her website, all that. You know, I think that's probably among, like, the list of wonderful things about you that I really love. I think what I love the most is that your heart is just so giving. You really have a sincere desire to help people and give people something to just give, you know, just give them a little bit of an extra help in their life. And it just really, it shows. It shows you care so much, and I love that. And I wish I could do what you do so I could help people too like that. But all I can do is talk a lot, and I do that very well. So I'm going to shut up now, and I'm going to let you say your parting words, and I want to thank you a whole bunch.
Well, thank you for having me, mm-hmm. and thank you to everybody who's called in or listened in. It's been great connecting with you all, and everyone out there can do what I do, and I can already hear you going, yeah, 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 I don't think so. Everyone can do it. You just have to learn how to bring it out of yourself and get rid of the technology, like your Facebook and your email and your rubbish that goes on in your head, and just take a little bit of time out, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes meditating and learning to feel and hear that other dimension that's around us. It's not difficult to learn. Getting the confidence to do it is a whole different ballgame. So when you're ready, Drew, you're supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, I have been meditating. I have. And it is weird. It's weird. It is weird. Like, and I can tell you what weird means to me, but if you start doing it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. It's so different. Something I can't even tell you about it. I'm so new at it. I'm going to keep doing it. I love you, Tracy. You're awesome. We're in overtime now, and the union won't pay for this. So I'm gonna get off here, and I'm gonna see you in cyberspace again. And the end of the show is always the hardest, because I just don't ever want it to stop. It's just so awesome. And so enjoy the weather. Continue to be beautiful. I don't know if Tracy teaches people how to develop further, but that's something you can, you know what, we're going to leave that as a cliffhanger. Check her out on Facebook, Tracy Medium, Tracy Fans, Clairvoyant Medium, TracyFans.com. Go find her and find out. Maybe she can tell you something that can help you in this journey. Tracy, love you. Enjoy.
And you.
That's the wrong music, man. Where my music at?
CPR presents Spiritual Awakening.
the show that shines a light on the pathway to enlightenment, where we feature interviews,